The Planets is a very popular work on a number of levels. First of all, it's just great music. It, I think, helps audiences that there is a very specific program to it, in that each movement is a planet. So people have, when you hear the first movement, Mars, the bringer of war, the title says it all. It's a very dramatic, driven first movement, for example. And I think people respond to all the different colors, the different characters of each movement, because each movement is, in fact, a very different idea, a different sound world, and that's what Holst had in mind. Now, Holst's depiction of the planets is from an astrological standpoint, not from the scientific, not from astronomy. Holst was very interested in astrology, mysticism, Eastern religion. He was interested in a lot of different things, and astrology was something that he was always interested in. Not in a super serious way. It was kind of almost as a hobby. And in astrology, the planets have certain... there are certain meanings behind the planets, certain almost personalities, and that's what's depicted in the music. And it's very tuneful. There are some moments that people who like classical music can, you know, easily hum and sing and whistle and do so. And I just think this is, I know it's one of the most popular large-scale orchestral works. And we haven't performed it here before, just because we just haven't. There's so much music. Again, we do six subscription concerts, and you put pieces that you want to do on the list, and by the time you get through all the programming requirements and challenges, something might have to wait for a little while. But I know this is something that comes up in orchestra, particularly if you're a brass player. It's one of the pieces. There's a lot of heavy brass writing. The work can also be done and is frequently done by orchestras our size with slightly reduced instrumentation. And we're not doing that. We've got everybody we need. We've got there's even a bass oboe in the orchestra, which is an instrument that's very hard to find. There's only a handful of orchestras that own it, and we actually have to rent the instrument. There's a bass flute in the piece. There are these interesting sounds that the composer wrote that you hear on all the big recordings of the piece, and you'll hear orchestras in larger cities do everything. They have the extra horns that are required and all of that. And we're certainly going to do all that as well. So it's there's all sorts of interesting sounds. There's also, in the last movement, there's also women's choir. And the work has one of the more unique endings in concert music. If people who know the piece know exactly what I'm talking about. People who maybe don't know it, I don't know if I want to give it away. You might want to, or just have a listen. The piece, it's a nice work in that as we continue our journey in the solar system, in the universe, Holst tried to make the piece not end. Of course it ends, but this ending is really nice. And it's funny, as I'm saying this, I remember saying the same thing about a piece that we did last year, the Wright Flight, about the Wright brothers. And it's the same thing. As the Wright brothers were flying off on their first flight, that piece also sort of doesn't end. Mm-hmm. Same idea. So maybe that composer, it's a newer work. Maybe Mike Shelley was thinking of the planets a little bit. But it'll be a fun way to start the season.
And you paired that with the Beethoven and the Mozart, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that would be a nice. It's a nice program. We open pretty traditionally with the Egmont Overture of Beethoven. We haven't done any Beethoven in a while, and I thought that would be a nice opener. And I think the greatest collection of piano concertos are the Mozart piano concertos. Of course, there's so many of them. But I think that those are some of his greatest works, and I wanted to have a Mozart piano concerto at some point in the season. And I think the three works work very well, not because they're similar, but because they're somewhat different. And I like, you know, going back to programming, there's various ways you can program. And what I sort of like to do is have a program that works, but where the pieces are somewhat different. Some folks like to do maybe thematic programming where pieces are kind of the same, but to me, I like to do the opposite. What I really like are programs where the pieces are radically different, because I think people really enjoy the variety. So you've got definitely Beethoven, late classical, early romantic, a very dramatic opening. Then we go back to a lighter time for definitely a classical period work with the Mozart, and then go to the height of Romanticism with the Holst, actually almost post-height of Romanticism. And Holst does have some modern sounds to it. I think going back to the interest in the audience, another reason that people like the planets is that most science fiction film scores owe something to the planets. And John Williams, who's a terrific composer, all those, you know, Star Wars, all the science fiction-y sort of movies that he's done, you can definitely hear some Holst in there. Not that he's copying it, but this work has influenced a lot of film composers. I don't think people go to hear the Holst thinking that, but I think that there's an unusual bit of familiarity that creeps in.